Well, church, we've been in a series of talking about life through the ages, from childhood to young adulthood, now into what I call the middle years. And I'm in those middle years right now. I'm 42. I never thought I'd see 42. I thought the Lord would come back before now. But sure enough, I keep ticking along. But what I look at is growth not only in our maturity as people, but in maturity in our walk with Jesus Christ. That God's grace did not end with our salvation. When we came to know Jesus as Lord and as Savior, that was not the end of the story. In fact, that's the middle of the story. Because before you came to that knowledge of Jesus Christ, that amen to the work that Jesus is already doing, God was at work at you long before then. God was at work in you long before then. And that moment of wow, Jesus did this for me. I want to do what God wants me to do. That's the turning of the page. But there's more to come. And in this life of ours, God continues to pour grace into us in a process that in our Methodist church we call either sanctifying grace or perfecting grace. That we are going on to perfection. Not perfection in that we never err, but perfection in that we can love as Jesus loved. If we can love as Jesus loved, that's perfect grace. That's perfect love. So we're going to look at a passage of Scripture that is very familiar, I'm sure, to many of you. Maybe you heard it at your wedding. Maybe you've heard it at a wedding. It's often used for as a wedding. It's called 1 Corinthians 13 is called the love chapter, where it says love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy. But there's a portion of that I want to pay particular attention to today. Three verses of Scripture from Corinthians chapter 1, verse 13. Verse 11 through 13. Hear these words. God is speaking to us, the church, today. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man or a woman, I put away the ways of childhood behind me. For now, we see only a reflection, as in a mirror. But then, we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now, these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Jesus is the Word of God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Scriptures. Open our minds with your Holy Spirit that we might hear these words as you would have them hear us, that we would be transformed and be renewed in our minds as we hear your word proclaimed today. May I decrease that you increase in all that's said and done. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Sorry, got a little tongue-tied there. It happens. I am so thankful that I can love more deeply now than I could when I was 13 years old. Because when I was 13 years old, I was really in love with Nintendo. I was really in love with the Super Mario Brothers playing my video games. I loved to play my video games. Now, you would think as I've gotten older and I've put away childish things, I've stopped playing those video games. I still play them, but I don't love them the way I loved them when I was a child. There are different kinds of love, aren't there? When you're a child, there's just this unconditional love for parents. As I said, Molly took a tumble down the steps this morning, and she still loves me, even though because of me falling asleep, she tumbled down the steps. She still loves me. It's unconditional. Yep. She still loves mommy whenever she gets corrected. And Ryan still loves us no matter what happens. You know, it's a love that is just unconditional. There's no strings attached. As we get older, our love starts to get some conditions. We love some people more than others. And sometimes that works to our advantage in a very good way. You know, I love my wife more than I love all of you. Sorry. It's just the way of life. But I love you more than I love, you know, most other people in the world. You're my church. And I got a love for you that's stronger than you know, the love I might have for, you know, people who I don't know personally. When I hear your name, your face comes to mind. When I see your face, I think of moments we've shared together in our lives in this time and place together. And all of us together, there are even within our church people that we know more than others, that we've spent more time with, that we understand better. There are so many ways that we can love as we mature. The Greeks, just one word for love wasn't enough. You know, we know this in our hearts. You know, we can say, I love ice cream. And we can say, I love my wife or my husband. We can say, I love the church. And all of those mean something different, even though we use the same word. This passage that we heard is often used at weddings, as I said, as the love of between a husband and a wife. Oh, the love is patient, kind, and that's nice. But the word that's being used in the ancient Greek when Paul wrote it was not the word to describe the love between a husband and wife. Was not the love between two people. That wasn't what Paul was talking about when he wrote this chapter of love. It was a different kind of love. It was the kind of love that Jesus has for his people. It's this word, maybe you've heard it before, maybe this is the first time hearing it, called agape. Agape love is love that goes beyond the love for a parent to a child. A love that goes beyond two friends. Love that goes beyond family. Love that goes beyond love for country. Love that goes beyond even love between spouses. Agape love is love that is given without condition, even without a personal relationship. It's meant to lead to a deeper relationship, but even if you don't know someone, you can have the love of Jesus Christ, agape love, for that person. And in fact, Jesus takes us even further. If we really want to mature in our faith, if we really want to mature in our relationship with God, then Jesus is inviting us to go even deeper, to get deeper than love for each other as a church, to get deeper than love for each other as a nation, to get deeper than love for each other as family, and love each other as Christ loved us. We can't do it. I'm going to tell you right now, we will fail. We will fall on our face if we rely on ourselves, because we don't have within us the capacity to love as Jesus loved. That can only come to us through the Holy Spirit, through the grace that is given to us that will sanctify us or perfect us to look more and more like Jesus. We can read scripture all day, we can fast and pray, we can come to church, but until we open our heart to the Holy Spirit, until we allow the Word to transform us, until we allow that relationship with Jesus to become the most important thing in our lives, above all the other loves, then we cannot love as Jesus loved. And that will extend. So we'll think beyond our family. We'll think beyond our church. We'll think beyond even our nation. We will think about the love that God has. As we heard all this week in VBS, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus goes so far as to say, the world says, love your friends, love your family, and hate those who persecute you. Hate your enemies. Jesus says, if you really want to follow me, you really want to be my disciple, you really want to love the way I love, you'll be on a cross, and the very people who are driving the nails into your hands and feet, say, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. Unconditional love. Are we willing to go that far? Can we go that far? No, we can't with ourselves. But with God, all things are possible. God loves you, and so do I. Amen.